What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I'm a snake.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Okay. Welcome
that,
in.
That vine lives forever.
Yeah.
In my house?
That's good.
Oh, I'm a snake.
Mike might be a snake because today on our, at the end of the episode, we're drafting the best reptiles. So that'll be fun. Did any of you, out of curiosity, did any of you have reptiles growing up as pets?
I did.
I did not. I have one now. I do not want.
We just
Oh,
heard.
You have a bearded dragon?
Yeah, bearded dragon. Was that at lunch or on this
that
show?
That was at lunch.
Oh, I did man. I miss? I must
you
have
did.
Missed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you missed.
So wait, what happened with the bearded dragon?
He took the floor and told us all about his bearded dragon.
You're not a fan.
I hate this thing. I hate it.
Is it because they just don't do much?
They don't do nothing. They do.
We've had one for a long time.
I have.
Same spot that when we got it in.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't move. He doesn't eat. I can't get this thing to eat.
Why are you responsible?
Well, my son Isaac would never. I mean,
isn't it his lizard?
Yes, it's his lizard, and he tries to feed it, but he can't. I mean, you have to open this thing's mouth and put a worm in there for him to eat. He hasn't eaten in
weeks.
He
wants to die?
Weeks, man. I try every couple days to feed this thing.
See, our bearded dragon, my son's, he won't eat like fruits and vegetables, but worms and stuff.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
in on that.
Oh, this little guy loved worms growing up. And then he became a man bearded dragon and was like, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to not like.
Like
I'm
so
gonna do
late.
Little.
Right.
I thought he was dead.
Right.
Multiple times. I took a spatula in one time to take him out, to take the dead corpse
Wait,
out.
Why did you need a spatula?
It is that know. Is interesting you went spatula, not tongs.
Tongs? We can't just bare hand a dead lizard?
It is funny to think like, okay, I can go in, I'm not afraid of the lizard. Like I can grab him, I move him around all the time because that's the only way he moves. I'm like, every now and then you should be in front of the heat lamp, right? Like is it your I'm going to put you up there.
But if it was
immediately dead, like I just touched him, and then I know I've got the heart monitor
icky,
on him.
Icky.
I've got the heart monitor on him, and I'm like, oh, he's dead. I feel like I can't touch him.
You're
it's
all
true.
Now?
Oh, I feel like it's.
If I mean,
I feel like when I touch him, my fingers are going to go into his body as he's just this
okay,
rotten
okay.
corpse.
I mean, you've all, we've had the experience of finding a dead bird in the yard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't touch that with bare hands.
No.
Well, a dead.
I do the inverse
yeah, the bag
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But a wild dead bird, you have no idea what the bugs or the disease.
That
but,
is what goes through my mind is that some disease starts to go
yeah, okay.
immediately.
And that's what, for a dead bird outside, that is what you should think. But for a domestic pet that has gone nowhere.
Oh, and I mean nowhere.
Yes.
This thing.
So when this
it
thing has
move
a
ever
when it has a funeral and they do the slideshow of its life, it's all one scene.
Yeah, it's just gonna. I could take one photo and then I'll put it in 150 slides, and that is its entire.
So your
life.
Son doesn't play with the lizard.
No.
So why do you have this lizard?
We want to not have this lizard.
There are
so
people
bad.
That would come and pick it up for you.
So I've thought about that.
The lizard people.
I've thought about that. I literally saw a post from a teacher asking for a classroom pet for anyone who is looking to get rid of a pet. And
I will pay you $1,000 if you replace that bearded lizard in his room with a fake bearded lizard of a like and see how long it takes for him to notice
I promise,
he has no lizard.
I promise you he goes to college before he notices. And please understand, he's not in high school. There's no chance.
Oh, man.
Eventually gets to a point where he's like, how long do bearded dragons live? Well, in my experience, 50 to 60 years.
Yeah, they don't. You have to
they
feed
don't
them.
Age.
Yeah, you just feed them when they're young, and then you can stop feeding them forever. They no longer need to eat.
Owl does man. Have an insight. I like this, Owl. Maybe Jason should stop buying pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
says
already gave-
Owl, who has my former dog,
who you hated.
Does he want a lizard?
But here's the thing.
I bet he eats for Owl.
I have two awesome dogs. I love them. They're great. So I think what I need to do is buy more pets.
More lizards.
Just more pets. But get rid of the bad ones. Shotgun approach.
Oh,
The reason I want to get rid of the lizard is because it's worthless. And I only found that out by buying the lizard. Okay. I need to buy a bunch of pets, keep the cool ones, and then get rid of the other ones. But the problem with getting rid of, like, the teacher wanted a classroom pet, and I'm thinking,
you don't want to condemn them with a...
Exactly, yeah. Right. I felt like that. I can't give this to someone. I'm giving them a rock.
A pet rock.
All it does, you know when it moves? It only moves for one thing.
Poop?
To poop! To stink up the room!
They got stinky poop, man.
I don't see it poop.
Reptile pooer.
But yeah. It's like
dangerous.
It poops and then does nothing. And then somehow
it hasn't eaten in weeks.
It hasn't eaten in weeks. It's like, I can poop again. It's like, what?
So hold on. What happened with the teacher?
Oh, we never reached out because I felt like that's not fair to that classroom.
Like the pet would be, it's not fun for them.
Right. And
you'd rather be condemned with this thing.
Honestly, I don't know bearded dragons. I don't know if this is common for all of them, and in which case I'd feel a lot better. I assume mine has like major
problems.
Depressive disorder.
He is so depressed. He is so malnourished for sure.
He's just a sad lizard.
It's this vicious cycle.
You don't love him.
I don't think he has the energy to eat because he hasn't had any food. Mm. So this is just...
Oh, it's a little, it's a cycle.
But I try, man. I try.
You get the good worms? Or are you buying cheap worms?
Come on, man.
I don't know, man.
His worms are imported from France.
Yeah, I'm buying the finest worms, Andy. The other day, this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I go in there and I go in with some spinach. So some spinach leaves. And his eyes are open, which that's already an amazing miracle. When I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, he's awake and alive. I put out the spinach immediately, right off the bat, turns towards the spinach, tongue out, grabs the spinach, eats the spinach. I'm like, we're in, baby. He's starving and he's awake. That's never happened. And so I give him another piece. He doesn't eat one more piece of spinach. He's like one thin wafer of spinach and he will not eat anymore. I couldn't stand there any longer. I put the spinach. I just left it by him. I'm like, maybe he's got performance issues. He can't do this while I watch.
Did you lay it over him?
I laid it right in front of his face, man. Just right. Like
he covers him in a leaf of spinach.
Okay. All right. I did.
You stupid lizard.
I did. I put all the spinach right in front of him where he could reach it, but then I was mad, and so I put one on his head, and I left. It's actually true.
Jason and pets are the best topic on this show ever.
You showed him.
It's still there.
Eat it. Yeah, that one fell to the ground because he was up on a branch, but where I had to put him, of course. But he never ate another piece of spinach. It all just melted.
No, he was full.
Yeah, he was stuffed.
Wow, that was great. So we're drafting the best reptiles.
Yeah, bearded dragon's not on my list.
You'll save it for the worst reptiles draft.
I mean, best reptile name.
Yeah, it is a good name.
Bearded dragon. They got a good marketing department.
It seems like confidence is not there for the bearded dragon, and so they named it that, trying to get it to move.
Yeah.
We have that draft to end the show. We have Is This Real Life on today's episode. That was a moment of Is This Real Life. That was funny. Would you rather as well? We'll kick it off here in a second. Thank you to everybody who's subscribing to the Spitballers podcast that enjoys the show. If you have a second, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And the number one way you can help us is just tell your friends and family about the show. If you enjoy their happiness and you want them to hear about bearded dragons and the it's a cursory tale, right? Now, no one's going to make that mistake. Mm-hmm. We've still got ours, but had I heard that first, I wouldn't have one. But you can tell your friends and family. We'd appreciate it. Let's get going.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? And I already know the answer for your bearded dragon, so we're not going to answer for. What's the name?
Spike.
Spike. I'm not going to answer for Spike. Would you rather be insanely stuffed with food or very, very hungry?
Mm.
So two possible outcomes. I feel like the insanely stuffed side, I mean, you're tired. You're just like can barely move.
It is painful.
I'm sure you've had a meal and it's ruined the whole day.
every day.
We just we just had a meal. We had a big celebratory meal a couple months back, and I don't know what happened because I don't feel like the meal got away from me. But
right.
There was just, I guess, the combination of appetizers and then the main course and of course some dessert because we're celebrating. And I stood up and went, oh, I am really full. And
wait, this is on our trip to Vegas?
No, this was before that.
Oh, okay.
This was, we went to the nice steakhouse because we had, friends in town. And it just kept getting worse. It was like it was expanding more and more in my stomach. And to the point of I was full. Not being hyperbolic, I was full through the next entire day where I did not want to eat. I knew I had to eat something so I don't just crash and become a grump-a-dump, but I was full forever, and it was awful. It was uncomfortable. I didn't feel like I could do anything. I couldn't, like, the thought of if I dropped something that day, it's on the floor now forever because
going down there.
My body can't reach down there today.
Yeah. It's like you walked a day in my shoes, Mike. Thank you for experiencing.
Why do this to yourself? He hasn't picked anything up in a while.
It's awful.
I haven't picked something up since 1999. Putting socks on, it's tough life.
I mean,
what's
the first? I mean, there had to be a day where you went from putting socks on to not being as fun to put socks on.
I'm sure there was a day, but I don't remember. You know, it's a slow burn,
right?
Gaining weight, so you don't just put it all on overnight. It takes work, it takes time, energy, effort, money. I mean, there's a lot goes into putting on the pounds, and I'm happy to say I succeeded.
Was it your goal?
You met your goal weight?
I'm still achieving, guys.
What is it when UFC you're trying to meet? You're trying to move up a weight. You're trying to move up in weight class, right?
Most people do the opposite.
Yeah,
are trying to move down a weight class. But on the flip side of this question, when you're starving,
just being hungry, yeah.
I think it's different for different people. When I am starving, like my stomach is rumbling and I'm very hungry, I can get a little grouchy.
Yeah, most of us do.
That's very, very common. But I'm so proud of myself. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, okay.
I feel good. I hear that rumbling. I'm like, that's right. You're empty. That's right. That's what you get. Oh, yeah, baby. So, I mean, this is an easy pick for me.
You're taking the accomplishment of being hungry?
I'm taking the accomplishment of being starving.
We talking 2 to 3 hours?
Yeah, probably. About that, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go the hungry route, too, because only one of these can lead to me vomiting.
And
I just feel like, I'm at the age now where if I don't eat in a routine fashion, just one outlier meal like that.
Yeah.
Like we had the most generous gift given to my wife and I from a friend. They paid to have a trained chef come to our house and make us a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unbelievable. And that was the problem. It was too good.
Yeah.
And, they make it right in front of you. You're eating all the food they give you. And it was a great time.
How obligated did you feel having this chef come to your home, prepare the meal, present the meal, right?
They're telling
you everything that's in it and why it was this way.
Mm-hmm.
I've got mine scheduled for next week.
Yeah.
How obligated are you to eat every last morsel of food?
It is an incredible amount of pressure.
Yeah.
It was an incredible amount of pressure afterwards, but in my stomach. I mean, it was funny because the first course of this meal is something I don't know if I've ever eaten dates in my life. You know,
more of a married man over here.
Oh. But see, yeah, this is terrible.
Bad dates from Indiana Jones.
Do you guys like dates? Have you had a date?
I'm
sure I have, but I don't seek them out.
I ate three appetizer things with dates wrapped in prosciutto and
I don't even know what a date is. Isn't a date fruit. Like a big raisin?
It kind of felt that way, yeah.
I don't think I've eaten one.
It was good. It was good, but what I'm getting at is like trying to sleep that night. My wife and I were both like, We woke up multiple times. And what was that sound you made, Mike?
A night in my shoes.
That's the, we both woke up at various times, sat up and went,
Yeah. That was me the night after. Like and I'm a tummy sleeper. So I was doing the impossible task
of
trying to sleep on my back, and it was just thank you. It was awful. So I'm very hungry.
You know how, have you heard the trick, like, for people that snore when they're on their back?
Yeah.
They put the tennis ball, tape a tennis ball to their back.
Oh. So that they don't sleep
Don't sleep on their back, because then it's
really
uncomfortable.
Do that on your tummy, Mike.
Well, that's what I've done.
No, you have not.
Well, I have made my tummy into something I can no longer sleep on.
You walked right into that one. Okay, but hold on, Beck.
Can you make a bed where they have a cutout?
I need one. I've honestly thought, like, they got to make something like this for pregnant women, right?
So you searched.
Like a pregnant massage table?
Did you search for pregnant bed?
Pregnant bed, pregnant massage table. Dude, that'd be odd. You don't
you
know how
buying,
much more comfortable
what
that would be?
What percentage of your purchases
are
the
pregnancy. Shame of the delivery. When is she due?
Oh, I'll just say October. That's what she's due.
Like, and then they're like,
that's 11 months.
The math is not mathing.
I don't care. It's none of your business. Get out of here.
Give me the pregnant bed. So people will tape something to their,
to retrain. Just
what
kind
of tape are they taping this ball to their back with?
Oh, there's like pillows. Although there's more than just a belly cutout, and that's a problem. Okay. I'm on it. I'm going to find the right table for me.
Yes. Okay. So
work.
It is anatomical for ladies.
Come on. Oh, come on, Andy.
For those in the audio version, there was someone shared the pillow that Jason was envisioning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But when I said there was more than a belly cutout,
because it's built for pregnant women.
Yeah, and so there's three cutouts, two up top and a big belly. And then Andy goes, yeah, that'll work for you.
This is my favorite episode. Jeez. Okay. Buy it.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the cart.
All right. So we're all down with very hungry.
You
got to
go very hungry.
Oh, man. All right. Would you rather have, this is an important one, would you rather have big toes for all your fingers?
I thought it was the end of the question. Would you have big toes
or big fingers?
Okay.
No, big toes for all your fingers. Sub out your fingers for big toes.
Okay.
Picture that in your mind. Or pointer fingers for all your toes.
Okay. So
you're like,
which is super creepy in my head, man.
It's you're basically an orangutan.
Yeah. Yeah. They
I guess, I was picturing them staying like straight out. Because your pointer fingers are
but you can bend them.
Yeah, but to walk, you'd have to have them be.
You'd need some very large shoes.
Do I not know what an orangutan is?
The orange, the stocky orange ones. Their feet are basically hands.
Okay, so they're kind of.
But with your hands, I know you call it the big toe, even though it's not usually your biggest toe.
It would be the small finger.
It would be it's shorter than your thumb. Your big toe is nowhere near your thumb's length. And it's as thick as your thumb. So imagine like little baby thumbs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, little nubbies.
All five of your fingers. You can't do that.
You're against that.
I don't think I could grip a baseball.
So
with
in that case, if you don't want that, your feet have pointer fingers.
Yeah, but if you can figure it out, I feel like there's advantages to this.
To the feet, yeah. Not to the hands.
Because you don't have dexterity of a hand, though.
Yes, you do. Well, you don't have the middle of your hand, but you have the dexterity of the fingers.
You got gangly fingers down there. Yeah, you would have some finger dexterity.
Yeah, you could grip.
I would think so.
Absolutely. I think you could, like.
Can I hang upside down like a bat?
I think you can.
You could
absolutely
give them the
can.
Bird.
Yeah, I could now. Like, I could sign with my feet.
Right?
It just feels creepy to me.
Well, but you can cover it. You're going to wear clown shoes, but you're still going to have them covered.
Yeah, as opposed to nub hands, fingers, nub fingers.
Shake someone's, it's like, hey, nice to meet you.
Would you punch? No, you wouldn't punch better.
I had the same thought. I was like.
You're hoping there'd be a use?
There is no advantage to thumb fingers.
What does the big toe really do? Other than give you, like, balance, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's doing work because we're all walking around.
I think
it
they've
grows
done
the best nail.
I think people have replaced
best nail on my body is my big toe.
Oh, that was the worst nail on my body. I had to get both of mine fixed because I kept growing into the sides of my toes.
Ooh, like too good a nail.
Yeah,
your nail was like, watch how big I can get.
Let me change the question for a moment here. If today you were doing some woodworking, I know you're very handy, Jason.
Yeah, I probably might do that.
And you sliced your thumb right off.
Okay.
And the doctor rushes, they rush you to the hospital, and the doctor says,
oh, I'm dead.
Well, okay.
I would have immediately died.
No, that's not the question.
Fear and heart attack.
But it slices it right off, and then they're like, sir, we can, with a snap of our finger, we can just put your big toe, take it off your foot, and put it on your hand as your thumb.
Right.
Would you would you rather have no thumb or no big toe?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, would you rather swap it real quick?
Okay, so the options are, would I rather have a big toe for my thumb or no thumb?
Correct, yeah, because it's a choice. At the hospital, they're like, we can do this. It's $49.95.
That's pretty cheap.
But this removes it from my foot as well?
Yeah, it's gone.
Then I won't do
that. It's not a donor thumb.
Sure. If I could get a donor thumb, I think I would
do it. Like someone else's big toe, you'd do it?
I think so.
You'd prefer somebody else's big toe.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather keep my toe.
I wouldn't prefer that to my own toe if I had three of them.
Does that mean you could get, like, corns on your hand?
No. That's just coming from walking on it.
Oh, so, like, can you be... Along with an organ donor, you could be, like, a phalange donor?
Hmm. Oh yeah, like if you expire,
yeah.
They take them all. And
yeah,
then,
my toes are available.
How do they keep them? I mean, they put them
ice.
Keep them on
just
ice.
Put them on ice.
Yeah, everything. The answer to
forever.
Everything is ice.
I think you guys.
We did that question.
All right. Would you rather trip and fall every time you try to run, or miss your chair every time you try to sit down?
Have you guys ever missed the chair?
Oh
yeah,
is thoroughly embarrassing.
Yeah,
and it
brutal.
It
hurts.
Yeah, you're not you because you don't realize how confident we sit.
Oh yeah,
we sit with full confidence. Yeah. And you just think I'm sitting. This is just something that I do.
Your trust in that chair is 100%.
No one sits down gingerly. Like, it just doesn't happen. Unless you just had surgery on your butt, you are just, you're just plopping down, man. And if God gave us
the tailbone.
Yeah.
And the tailbone, when it hits something, it's ow.
Yeah.
Red alert.
Missing, and I'm sure y'all were part of it because we were all stupid teens once.
Pull the chair
out. It's so funny.
But at least in the age that you're doing that, you're not a 40-year-old man.
Right.
Where there are the consequence of like a 13-year-old going to the ground is, that was a little bumps and bruises and some giggles. We go down hospital.
Yeah.
I just
broke my ribs.
I saw a video of these two old men that were in a foot race, and one of them tripped.
Oh, yeah.
He tripped. The
it's
other
really
one.
Funny.
Tripped the other one.
It was so funny, but
right out the gate.
But what I was thinking was like, oh my gosh, you trip a man in his whatever 70s.
That's that old.
Yeah.
I think it was on grass at least.
It was on grass. It was on grass. Yeah, it's out there. It's great. But
you can't.
So what you? How often are you running these days?
I mean,
are you willing to give that up?
For us, it would be sports, which that would be really unfortunate to lose that, but. The amount of time in my life that I sport versus sitting in a chair is it's heavy on the chair side.
I just heard Al Borland start to laugh.
Oh, did you pull up the video?
He must have watched the video of the tripping grandpa.
Yeah, I just shared it with you, Jason, in the chair.
I just saw it.
Yeah,
it's
it never gets old.
Eat it. Eat it, old man. And then he runs past him and wins the race.
All right. So are you saying that the confident chair sitting would just be too difficult? We sit all the time.
Yeah,
I would live
in a hospital.
Yeah. All right. Quick break and we're moving on.
Is this real life?
All right. It is time for Is This Real Life, the segment of the show where we share a real-life story that we've come across in the news with one another because we just can't believe it's true. I think I'll kick it off today, if you don't mind.
Please do.
This one is this is shocking. The headline says, well, I don't know if I want to read you the headline right away.
Okay.
I'll read you the first half.
Tantalize us.
Police came to pull a Jeep out of a lake.
Okay.
And so they showed up, and about 40 feet offshore, they see mostly the tippy top of a Jeep. I mean, there's a Jeep.
40 feet?
Yeah, 40 feet offshore.
They got this thing deep.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you've seen the videos. People sometimes they get by the boat launches, and the car can, maybe they left it in neutral, it rolls down or something. But, I mean, this is a Jeep that everyone that arrived there said, well, there's a Jeep in the lake. We got to get the Jeep out of the lake. So what did they do? There were some fishermen there. The fishermen saw the Jeep, and they called the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department showed up and said, well, let's call the tow truck company. And the tow truck company comes about 20 minutes later, and they go out there, and there's a woman inside of it, alive and totally needing rescue.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
Like there was air still in the car?
Yes, she had been reported missing earlier in the day.
How long had she been in there?
I don't know. Hours. But the people that showed up didn't even check. They just had a tow. I mean, imagine the tow truck company shows up, and they're swimming out to hook up the tow truck.
This story ends with her alive, right?
Oh, she's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
what if she
her?
Wasn't?
Well, then we wouldn't be doing the story on this show.
But my is more, let's say you're the fisherman. And then it turns out that someone died. And then they do the autopsy. They're like, this woman's been dead for like
10 minutes,
30 minutes. She was alive when you got there.
It was 40 feet out from shore. The fisherman who called the authorities stuck around, and he used his boat to help a tow truck worker get to the Jeep and hook up the tow cable. And it says, quote, it was at this time they saw the woman inside the Jeep. The captain added, abruptly, what began as a salvage job became a rescue.
Wow.
Why did she just stay in the car?
It worked.
Well, I mean, you don't, when you go underwater, Mike, she doesn't want to be in there. I mean, it's not like you can open the door.
No, come on, you got to know the emergency protocol.
You think what you could get out of a Jeep that's got about 3 feet?
Don't you? Hopefully, Al can.
If you can't break the window, you're
in. I thought it was immediately, if your car hits the water, you immediately put your windows down.
You would want to change
the
pressure.
Because if you don't do that, as soon as you're under the water, you can't open anything. The pressure will keep your door shut.
Wow. But you can't roll the window down?
Not if the power goes out on your car.
Yeah. I mean,
one of the benefits from the manual windows was escapes.
Wow. Yeah, is escaping lakes.
Escaping lakes. So some people keep little glass breakers in their car and stuff like that. But
just in case they go underwater?
In case you need to break
a glass.
Yeah.
Well, it's not in case you go. That's also in case your door gets, like, if you get hit and you can't open your door.
Yeah, if you needed to get out.
Feels unnecessary.
Well, they sell them.
Let me just ask. Pull the four men here that, you know, combined for 160 years of life.
Okay.
Anyone ever had to break out of their own car?
I know Al Borland has.
I have not.
Oh, I bet you've had to break in, though.
I have.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, that makes more.
I have not had to break out, but I do have one of the glass breakers.
You've got one?
Yeah, my wife bought them.
See?
Apparently, I don't know. She got freaked out by something, and now I have one.
Wow, good job, Instagram ads.
Amazon Basics.
You want to know the trick, though, Mike?
It's got a seatbelt cutter on it, too.
It does.
Yeah. I got the same one.
Yeah. See, there we go.
Problem is that if you have a Tesla or some of these more advanced windows, you can't break them. They have, like, anti-braking, so you'll just drown. But anyway,
drown. You'll
you just have a party.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Just wait till you hit the bottom and drive.
So, yes, I found that story to be quite ridiculous.
All right.
That nobody thought to, I don't know, take a little glance, see if someone was struggling for their life in there. But she's fine, and they got her to safety.
I'll go next. Mine's short and sweet and simple. There's not a ton to it, but it felt appropriate for today. And the article title is Pilot Felt the Slither of a Venomous Snake in the Cockpit, then Turned the Plane Around. There was a plane traveling. The guy is in South Africa, and he's mid-flight, and he says he felt this cold sensation underneath my shirt where my hip is situated.
Oh, no.
Basically where you got your love handles. And when he looked down, well, the pilot was surprised to see a highly venomous Cape Cobra next to him. That if you get bit by a Cape Cobra, you're dead inside an hour.
No.
Yeah, this is a very venomous snake.
Oh, that is a movie plot.
Yeah, it's snakes like on a plane.
Like you can't. But I mean, you if
it's
you
literally a movie.
But the idea of being like so far, like if you're over an hour from a landing spot,
yeah,
and you get bit, you can't get back in time to get the venom.
So also have to think if you're flying a plane. Is it? I imagine this was a smaller plane.
It is a smaller plane.
So
yes.
You are in full control of this thing. If you got to go mano a mano with this snake in this tiny room.
Yeah, you're toast.
Any of you ever been in a yes, you have. I already know. But any of you ever been in a vehicle where like there's like a spider.
Oh, like a large creature.
A spider or a creature across the seat from you and you're like, I have to drive and navigate.
I've told the story before.
I've only done the one where like the bee flies in the car.
That's bad enough, man.
It was pretty bad.
I went to a coffee shop the other day, no joke, just by my house. Already ordered. Drive through. I get to the window, and I'm seeing the people in front of me. There's like 20 bees at the window, and they're all swirling around the window, which is actually quite bad for the employees, right?
It's
also bad for me getting my coffee and paying, and they're just treating it like normal. And she's like, yeah, I got stung earlier today. And I'm like, do I drive off without my coffee or do I try to navigate, like, be calm, the bees will be fine, but...
No, that coffee belongs to someone else now. Donate. Yeah. Donate to the person behind you.
So what did he do? He turned around to go back?
So he decided to turn around. He let the passengers know what was going on. They stayed calm. He turned around, brought the plane back home, and he said it just thankfully, he just got lucky that the snake never struck. Because if he did, then it changes everything. At that point, you're the pilot.
I need...
The snake is the pilot?
Yeah, at that point, the snake's the pilot because there is no pilot.
We need the recording of that. Of the... there's a...
Yeah, 420, 420.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a snake up here.
we're gonna go back.
We're gonna turn around.
We're gonna hope he doesn't
bite. We're gonna turn
me
around real slow, like.
Yeah, if it bites. Is anyone else back there know how to fly a plane?
Anyone got any venom? Just asking. Mike, what do you got for us?
All right. So we've all had bad days.
Sure.
But this is, thankfully it doesn't end in tragedy, but this is from bad to worse. So in Manchester, New Hampshire, a woman she was taking out some garbage.
Okay.
And she fell into the dumpster.
Okay.
Well, that's unfortunate.
How?
Maybe you had to like get on a ladder. That part is not disclaimed to us. Then the trash.
Oh no!
The truck
got
came.
Come on, man!
And took her away the garbage, and
took her away.
This was in Toy Story.
Not this part where. So eventually she is rescued, but not after. Reportedly, the garbage had already been compacted four times. So this woman is in the dumpster trying to figure out how to get out of a dumpster, ends up in a garbage truck, and then you're like, it's full Star Wars where you're inside the truck.
That's exactly
what
I think.
And all of a sudden, the wall just starts pushing in towards you with all the garbage. And somehow this woman
survived. How has she got a cube?
I don't know, man.
Oh my goodness!
So they used a basket ladder to reach the top of the truck and get her out. By then, she was
very small.
She was standing, talking, yelling, not alert enough to answer questions. Was taken to the hospital. She's okay, but
just partially compacted.
I don't know that she's okay. There's no way you could be okay after
the
that.
The horror. Yeah, I mean, there's probably long term, mental effects from this. But the horror of, I mean, it's like.
Four times?
This is horror movie stuff of the walls coming at me, I can't go anywhere.
That's one of...
I sit here and get smooshed.
I'm going to watch slowly myself get crushed.
There were movies as awful. A kid. The two things that were like that were getting smashed in the trash compactor and then also the trash compactor walls, but they're covered in spikes. And yeah. as a kid,
oh, yeah.
those two things somehow, I don't know if it was some movie I got exposed to. I mean, not just
Indiana
Star Wars.
Jones. You know?
Well, yeah, Temple of Doom had the that was the spikes from the top.
There was something about that that just seemed as bad as
it
gets.
Because it is, like, there is a...
But she's fine. Lady in the Jeep, she's fine.
Hopefully. Hopefully they're all okay.
You want to be the lady in the Jeep for 8 hours, or do you want to be the... Never mind. I want to be the lady in the Jeep.
Yeah, you want to be the lady in the Jeep. Yes, you want to be the lady in the Jeep.
You survive one time, you're like, that's... I can't
believe...
They're
not going to compact me again.
I can't believe
alive. Oh, man. Now, let me ask you. Are you okay on the fourth one? You know what I mean? By then, you're like, oh. Yeah. Bring it on! Come on!
You can't
You can't
me.
Kill me!
She goes from terrified to confident. Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
That is insanity.
Methinks Lady might have been drinking when she fell in trash can.
I have no idea.
All right, let's go ahead and get to this draft after this.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, 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 here we are, Mike. We are drafting the best reptiles on today's show. You have the first pick. I am curious what direction you're going to go.
So I think there are definitely a few worthy of being the first pick in the draft.
I'd agree.
But I'm going with I'm going just big monster style. Oh, but we'll see. We'll
okay,
see.
All right.
I'm taking the Komodo.
Yeah.
All right.
Clear 101. It is the clear 101.
I mean, you could make an argument that they're so remote and rare. That,
it's very rare. But
like, maybe they don't strike fear. They seem like a mythological creature.
They do.
Oh, they strike fear if you're around one. This thing is
it's a real life dinosaur.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen a video of a Komodo dragon just housing a goat. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they just one gulp or something?
Pretty
or
much.
Basically.
It's just they pick it up, and now this thing is gone. You're like, that was a full-sized animal.
That
Komodo dragon just took it down.
Dragons are actual monsters. Like,
yes.
Like,
do you think the meteor that got the dinosaurs just whiffed on them?
I think they were like, you can't hurt me. What are you, a trash compactor? No problem.
Okay, so Komodo dragon, a noble, majestic first pick. Jason.
I would not use the name majestic. I'm watching it house a goat right now. This is just a demonic beast.
It's a horror movie.
All right, but it's a great pick. It is the first pick, and I was so sad.
Gotcha.
What's funny is I was sad. I didn't think about this until
goat?
The draft was going. But I was like, oh, Mike's got the first pick. Mike definitely would take Komodo. I wasn't sure if Andy would, but then I realized if Andy was the first pick, then you still pick me for me. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm watching this thing eat a goat, and it was
unbelievable.
Oh, dude.
Crazy.
Can I at least outrun these things or something?
I don't think so.
Monsters
are usually, you know, their attributes.
I think
great.
I could ride one.
Oh, yeah. That's big enough. Let's
saddle
see.
Up.
According
still goat
to,
hunting.
It looks like the Smithsonian Institute says briefly reach speeds of 10 to 13 miles an hour.
See, I think I could maybe get there.
You could, but still, a creature of that size running
it's
13
probably,
miles an
it's
hour.
Probably full-on goat, that's why.
Honestly, I think you would outrun it, because if he's running 12 miles an hour, what's Tyreek hit like 21 miles an hour this last year, I think you'd go... Probably 28, 29 miles per hour if a Komodo dragon. I mean, I would run out of my skin. I would just.
All right, your turn, Jason. Komodo dragon is gone.
There's a lot of good ones, but for some reason, this just feels. Maybe it's literally the name, but it feels special, unique, terrifying. There's something about animals that could kill you.
Yeah.
That are special.
Sure.
And I'm going to take the King Cobra.
Yep. It's very high on my list.
It's got the regal. Yeah. I mean, not just the name, but
it sits up.
Yeah. It sits up. It gets
eye to eye with you.
It's got the wings or whatever, the neck,
frills.
The ears. I don't know what you call
them. Yeah. What are those called?
What is that?
The snake's mane?
Yeah. The crown.
Hmm.
Is that, I don't know. We're going to find out
what
for everybody
else. What do I even search for this?
I know. What do you call
King Cobra neck
King
flap?
Cobra neck flap.
We all know what it is.
The cobra's hood.
Hood
is created by many elongated ribs that are capable of extending the looser skin on the neck outwards.
It's a great pick. It would have been my pick you not taken it.
Good to hear.
But it was going to be a very close contender here.
You have picked Komodo dragon? Like if you had the first pick, or would you?
I have back to back, so yeah, I would have gone.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, my pick here. I was hoping to get Komodo dragon or King Cobra or. And I felt like they were all similar. The saltwater crocodile.
Yeah, that's
that was
the other
my
one.
Third.
Yeah. We're all locked in.
Those were the top three for all three of us?
What's funny is the saltwater crocodile is the largest living reptile on Earth. So it is bigger pound for pound than the Komodo dragon.
I would love to see those two fight.
Yeah, and you can. Pay-per-view.
I do not know who would win that.
And so then it's like I was hoping to go crocodile and King Cobra together. I've got kind of this pick is more of a later round sneaky pick. So I'm
take it, you coward.
Look, the best reptiles, we all went kind of like forced to some degree. I'm going to go cool now. And I'm going to take the chameleon. I'm going to take the chameleon because it looks incredible. It can change colors. Nifty little lizard is what I say. So I'm going to take the saltwater crocodile and the chameleon.
Okay. All right.
Nifty?
I don't know.
I'm going to go back to the snake family.
Okay.
I know I've already got one.
A snake.
But when I was drafting King Cobra, I was like, there's one other snake that might be just cooler than the King Cobra. I mean, they made a whole movie.
Oh, no. Oh, you
this
bum.
This anaconda. Yeah.
Yep, the anaconda.
Yeah, baby.
I don't want none.
Yeah, give me that music.
I don't think I have it.
Yeah, but Al's got it.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I do have it.
So the anaconda, that's the biggest snake there is, right?
Yes.
And they all... They,
did you see the one recently?
They go on the water too, right?
Yeah.
That's not good.
We just... like a new video. I'm talking in the last couple days came out of... It was the largest one caught on tape.
Yeah, I mean, that means that... Before that, they didn't know one that big existed. That's what that means.
Yeah.
It says, new anaconda species identified during the filming of a Will Smith show. It could be the largest in existence. It weighed over 1,100 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
Come on.
An 1,100-pound snake. How can you even call it a snake?
That's large. That's been eaten. Eaten well. Yeah, that's a good pick. Definitely on the list.
All right.
Mike, you got a pair.
I got a pair. I am going to go. This is where I thought you were going to go, or I was hoping you were going to go with the snake, because anacondas, you got to get the biggest snake. But we'll just stick with another deadly one, and we'll go with the black mamba.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, I mean.
What's the features of the black mamba?
I believe just extremely venomous. Venomous?
Venomous.
More venom than anybody.
Let's see. Black mamba.
Man, they're
highly,
not scary looking, though.
Yeah, but if you know what it is, it's scary.
Yeah, if you can identify.
That's the thing about them. They're like, oh, it's just a regular snake.
Wait.
You're dead.
But it's not black.
It isn't?
No, I see.
I figured jet black.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are, but most of them seem like they're silver.
Maybe it's eyes.
But silver mamba's not scary.
No, that sounds
black mamba's like, watch out.
Silver mamba sounds valuable.
Interesting.
What color?
You know what? Wouldn't it be nifty?
It's black, you dummy.
What if you were out there and you're like, oh no, that snake over there. I hope it's not a black mamba. And then you see it and it's like gray and you're like, oh, thank goodness it's not a black mamba. And then it goes, whoop-ow!
Whoop-ow, I am a black mamba. Despite its name, the snake is not black. Instead, it ranges in color from gray to dark brown.
Oh, okay.
With a lighter underside. You can't call this a black mamba. It's against the laws of nature.
We've really unraveled this poisonous.
That is very strange.
Fake snake. All right, Mike, you got another pick.
And now I'm not going to go dangerous. I'm just going to go awesome. And like, it's the Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah, man.
Dude, those giant tortoises that live
100
forever.
150
they
years.
They are eternal, but they're so gigantic. And they're so awesome. I mean, like that gigantic shell just cruising around, man. just hanging out.
And they're big.
They're huge.
Because everything on the Galapagos Islands, the meteor missed it all.
Oh, it did.
All right. You've got the Galapagos tortoise. That's a good pick. Jason.
I am still reeling over this Black Mamba thing. Because, I mean, words mean things, you know? Like, words have meaning.
You ever see that brown horse that was green?
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
You're really like having a hard time with this.
The spotted horse. Well, that's a zebra. No, you can't call it spotted. It's not. There's
now,
no
could
spot.
It be
spots
the,
mean something.
It's got like black, dark black eyes. You don't think that's the...
There's no acceptable excuse for something.
Also,
that
when it bites you, you decay.
I mean, they could have just gone with
blackness.
Yeah, could have just gone with Mamba, right? Like, that's a cool name. They didn't have to give it
a
color.
More, I think there's more Mambas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I hope there is a black one that's called like the Green Mamba.
There is a green. There is a Green Mamba.
Yeah, what color is it?
Very green.
Oh, yeah, see, yeah.
See, that makes sense. Okay, all right. Am I back on the clock?
Yes.
Here?
Yes, you got another pick.
All right.
Wait. Oh, I have an update. While it may surprise you, Black Mambas are rarely black. They are called Black Mambas because the insides of their mouth are black, where Green Mambas have pink mouths.
Well, then why is it a pink mamba?
So the Green Mamba's...
just the messenger.
The Green Mamba, it's the outside that matters. The Black Mamba, it's the inside.
Come on, scientists.
All right.
You're better than this.
All right. Make your pick, sir.
I'm like really upset at this. Like, I'm gonna
I saw it. It was the middle of the night. I'm sorry. I didn't have a good look at it, but it's already named. It's done. We can't change it.
I'm going to take the sea turtle.
Okay.
You know, you got great movie. You got Crush.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What other ones?
What's Crush's
Well,
squirt?
I thought you were going to say, yeah, that's the boy.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought you were going to say there's tons of movies.
There's tons of sea turtles in that movie. Finding Nemo.
Sea turtles are cool.
Sea turtles are big and they can swim fast. They got a shell. There's all sorts of reptilian features of this animal.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, look, I feel like I don't want to be left behind in the turtle brigade.
Oh, get in on this.
I've got the one.
Teenage Mutant?
No, I've got the one I wanted. It's the one that kind of, I feel like it detours from, you know, traditional turtles are like smiley, happy, slow little creatures. And this guy's the like.
Oh, yeah, he's on my list.
He's a problem. He's the snapping turtle.
Yeah, snapping turtles are mean.
I mean, they take everything.
Whatever. Is that thing a tooth on the front of their mouth?
Take everything you know about turtles and turn it on its head.
I mean, speaking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, isn't the, in the Tokar Razor?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I think
that one's
it's Tokar.
He's
a snapping turtle, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the snapping turtle.
Those things. And they're all.
And my description for it says, you know what it do.
They're all spiky and mean.
Yeah, they look hardcore. Like, that's the kid that got kicked out at a young age. You know what I mean? From the turtle family?
Yeah.
And went out and, like, he lived a little.
He's seen some things.
And then for my final pick, you guys made some good selections here. I don't have a snake. I don't have... Go ahead, Mike.
I'm a snake.
I'm going with the Gaboon Viper.
What? Oh, Gaboon?
The Gaboon Viper, because that is the...
Gaboon!
I mean, vipers are cool.
Yeah.
Gaboon!
The name is cool. And then it has the longest fangs of any snake, and it's got the highest venom amount of any snake.
Yeah, we are learning a lot about reptiles.
So I feel like I needed a matcher turtle, I needed a matcher snake, got my chameleon, got my crocodile, and I'm out.
All right.
Okay.
Jason.
I'm up, and for my final pick, I'm going to take the horned toad for the name alone.
Are they the ones that do the blood out the eyes?
I hope so. That would be awesome.
That's disturbing. Yeah, they're the ones that you can pick up, and you can pet them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that true?
You didn't know that? Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I picked up, they call them horny toads out here.
All right.
So I got one of them.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure this out. Which animal? Yeah, horned lizards.
Yeah, it is them.
As a last resort, horned lizards may use one final defense mechanism. They shoot blood from their eye sockets.
One final, because it kills themselves. They lose all their blood.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's not cool, man.
That's wild.
You just don't need to do that.
My word.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. It's a better pick than you even knew.
No, or a worse one.
Oh, my God.
You picked that, man.
dude, I can't.
He's got stigmata.
That's insane. That's like
you wish you could
do super
that.
Soaker out of your eyeball.
Yeah, but it's blood.
Oh man, that's a good pick, Jason.
All right,
perfect.
Final pick, Mike.
So I can pair the opener and the closer. I got the Komodo dragon to open, and I will close with the Gila monster.
Oh, that's a
how
good.
How do you guys forget the
it
Gila
wasn't
monster?
On my list.
I didn't forget.
Bro,
I just
AZ boys got to know about the Gila monster.
I would have taken the Gila over the horn toad.
When they if a Gila
that's a
monster,
bad bite, man.
If it bites you,
it like never lets
it
go or
doesn't
something, right?
Let go. Yeah,
and it's got venom or toxic
venom
teeth.
It will poison
toxic
you.
Teeth. It never brushes.
It will.
It's just these things.
Well,
are
it's not venom, is it?
Yeah,
it is.
It's oh, poison. It is.
Yeah, so when it bites you, then
I don't know.
Then
I thought
the poison goes in your body.
I thought it needed like snake fangs for venom.
No, but their bite is notoriously strong compared to like slamming your hand in a car door if you're bit on the hand.
They call it the snapping turtle of the lizard family.
About as toxic as a Western Diamondback rattlesnake.
That's what I thought.
Wow.
Which we around here, you know that you don't like if you see a rattlesnake, you don't mess around. It's you just get out of
I
the
I feel
area.
Like we would mess around with a Gila monster.
I can't believe
you should not.
I'm not saying you should.
I can't believe that we didn't draft a rattlesnake. Being in Arizona.
Yeah.
I've never come across a Gila monster. I've come in proximity of a rattlesnake.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
What about a Gaboon viper?
You should have taken a rattlesnake.
All right. That'll do it, Mike, with the Komodo dragon, black mamba, or whatever color mamba, Galapagos giant tortoise, and a Gila monster, Jason with a king cobra, anaconda, sea turtle, and horned toad. All right, one more thing.
What did we learn today?
Oh, I learned that black mambas aren't black.
And so you didn't, stupid. And you don't accept
I
that.
Don't appreciate it or accept it.
This could be like your life thing. Like you go and you like petition, you get this thing changed.
I'm gonna leave the show, guys.
Run for office on that. Get it changed.
Yeah.
I learned that I could, you know, as devastating as they are, I think I could outrun a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, you could. And I learned that I think I want hands for feet.
Incredible.
All right,
I'm
that'll
looking
do
into
it. Thank you, Al, for putting the show together today, and we'll be back with another episode of the Spitballers very, very soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.